My name is Pat Britton. I am the general manager of the hardware store. The proper name of the hardware store is the George Meyer Company. Over the years, we've kind of eliminated the George just to make it easier for answering the phone and whatever, but it actually is the George Meyer Company. We're at 7725 Laurel Avenue. It's currently being used as a hardware store and rental center. Not sure when the building was put at this location because it was originally a Kroger store. And I don't know how many years prior to our taking over the store it was built. But we took over the store in 1984 when they put the Kroger building over in the other location and the hardware store was moved into this location. Past uses of the building is, of course, the Kroger store. George Meyer and Sons was probably one of the first businesses in the Madera area. It was started back in 1912. George was the father, and he had two sons, Walter and Oscar, and they ran the business after George retired. Walter kind of dropped out of the picture, and Oscar Meyer ran it until he retired. The Hilbergs bought the store from the Meyers in 1965, I believe. And Oscar still continued coming into the store, and he'd pass out lollipops to the children. And so he continued as a presence in the store even after the Hilbergs purchased it. And then he went into a nursing home, and of course he has since passed away. But Oscar Meyer was huge in the community. Back during World War II, he used to write newsletters and send newsletters to the servicemen to tell them what was going on in their community, what was happening in Madera. And we sell a lot of garden center products, lawn care products, you know, of course, the usual hammers, shovels, saws. We have a rental center in the back. We do, you know, rent small lawn equipment and garden tools and things like that. We do screen repair, cut keys. We have UPS service. My grandfather actually drove a coal truck for the Meyers back years ago. And then my father was one of the managers here. He started in the middle 60s, I believe, and he retired from here in 1992. I think every one of my children have worked here. So my father, grandfather, my brother managed when he was going to college. We had a Montgomery location also at that time, so my family has been, I met my husband here. At the time, my husband was the manager. We've had the popcorn machine for years and years. I don't even remember what. Originally, we gave away free coffee to everybody, and we gave suckers to the children, and then, you know, when parents got so funny about, you know, the children having sugar and whatnot, we kind of then moved into the popcorn. So we've just done silly things like that for years and years. You can always tell when school's out because the kids line up and they pile in here. I'm going, do your parents shop in here, or you just love us for our popcorn? So, yeah, it's quite popular. I couldn't begin to tell you how many bags we go through, but we fill the thing probably 3 times a day.